Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by Saints head coach Sean Payton. And Sean, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate being on.
Sean, I said before you came on, I know you talked to the media today, had a call with the media, and you pretty much said there's not going to be any injury updates until Wednesday. I'm not going to waste my time going through that stuff. But you were critical yesterday of the offensive line as you were talking about Teddy and his performance. How do you feel about that group's play after kind of watching the tape?
Well, look, the biggest thing that stood out were the penalties. We had too many and when you get a 10-yard penalty in a drive, drops your efficiency numbers through the roof. And so for us, we've got to be cleaner in our play. I thought the way the first half unfolded on the road was perfect. I thought defensively we did a really good job of just holding them to field goals. We put ourselves in a good position coming out in the second half, and then we couldn't answer offensively. We weren't good in the red zone. We ended up kicking field goals ourselves. But the thing that stood out were the minus plays inside the red area. We went backwards three plays in a row. The penalties that took place that set us back, those were the things that, will keep you from winning football games.
Sean, as you guys looked at the film, is there anything that you could kind of attribute the increase in penalties to? Obviously, this is an offensive line that over the last couple of seasons has been among the least penalized groups. And it seemed like yesterday, like you said, every time the ball went forward, it came back.
Yeah. Look, it was spread around. We had a block in the back by a tight end. There were just a number of things that we as coaches, starting with myself, we had to do a better job with during the week of practice. In the kicking game, we went penalty free, but offensively, there were far too many for us to have any type of consistency relative to scoring points.
Coach, you guys see another elite pass rusher and really interior lineman in Aaron Donald this week after J.J. Watt the previous week. How different is it for you guys to game plan versus an interior rusher versus that more of an outside rusher at a defensive end position?
Yeah, I think it's much different. In one case, with Donald, you try to work your center in that direction. When you're dealing with an end, you're really dealing with a tight end over there or running back over there. So, Donald created enough havoc early in that game for us. Hit the quarterback, forced a couple penalties. Obviously, he's an elite player, and we weren't as good as we would have liked to have been. He had a couple minus plays for us in the run game with tackles in the backfield that hurt us as well.
Coach, you look at a young player and Eric McCoy's playing inside on that offensive line, and obviously getting to see a player like that early on in your career is tough. How do you think Eric McCoy played yesterday?
Pretty good. Look, he's kind of ascended quickly and understands the speed of the game. He played at a high level in college, and I think overall, graded out pretty good.
We'll be back with more from Saints head coach Sean Payton when we return here on the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Rouse's Shop, the official supermarket of the New Orleans Saints, and here with head coach Sean Payton. Sean, we didn't see Taysom in at the quarterback position at all yesterday. Does that have more to do with the game plan or more with some of the injuries you guys sustained outside at the receiver position?
Well, it was a little bit more to do with the game plan relative to the defense of L.A. And then very quickly with some of the receiver injuries, took us out of that package, but we didn't have a lot going in that specific game with plays designed for him at quarterback.
You look at the pass rush on the defensive side of the ball, Sean. You mentioned that you thought the defense played well early, and I think that's certainly true. You look at a guy like Trey Hendrickson, who seems to have really found his stride in this league. How important has his development been to the defensive line group?
Well, I think it's been tremendous, because one of the things you're counting on is you're counting on numbers. It's hard to play every snap out there. And when you can get depth and guys like Trey that can come in and give you 20, 25 snaps, help you in the sub rush, help you in the base, it just allows you to be a little bit fresher. And most teams that you see that are doing a really good job rushing the passer are doing it not just with their starters.
Did you think, or did you feel like in the second half of this game that defensively guys wore down a little bit? We saw a lot of missed tackles in the second half, something that we kind of saw a little bit last week, or do you just think it was a lack of technique tackling?
Well, I think a little bit was a byproduct of our inability offensively to possess the ball. They played a lot of snaps, got off the field quite a bit in the first half. We had a number of three and outs. We started the second half with a three and out. And so I think when we talk about a complementary game, part of that is how the two parts fit together. And I think we've got to be better offensively, keeping them off the field, and then really putting stress on the other team's offense by scoring.
Seem to have a couple of guys cramp up, Sean. Were you surprised at how much trouble you guys had dealing with the heat? And it was warm yesterday down on the field. Were you surprised with that issue?
Well, a little bit. I was kind of surprised on a grass field with the number of injuries we had. Ankles, a handful of guys, coming out of the game. And sometimes it's just coincidence and just bad luck. But I think the hydration is always a key when you travel 4 hours. You're gonna have to really put an emphasis on it. We play it in workout and train in a hot environment. So we knew early in the week that it was going to be warm. But I think overall, more than just the hydration, it was some of the not just soft tissue injuries, but a number of ankle injuries.
You look at the quarterback position, Sean, obviously it's going to be a question this week for you guys. And you look at a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. Explain how you guys see Teddy's skill set, the things that he does similar maybe to Drew, and then the things that kind of separate the two of those guys as players.
Well, he's got those intangibles you look for as far as a leader. He's got great respect to the locker room. There's a confidence with him. And I think that, going into a game, the hardest thing to do when you're the backup is to step right in with limited reps and all of a sudden come in and yet that's your job. And the thing that was frustrating yesterday is, we made it difficult on them, with the first and 20s, plays, we move the ball down in the red zone. All of a sudden we come back out. He had a number of third downs that I don't think any quarterback in the league wants. So, getting the full amount of snaps going into a game can always help whoever's going to be starting for you.
Sean, one of the big stories that comes out of this game was the fumble that was ruled incomplete and blown dead on the field. Cam Jordan returns that 85 yards for a touchdown, and you guys have that negated on I think everyone's understanding a mechanic that was done incorrectly on the field. It seems like it's becoming a little bit of an epidemic, certainly if you're a Saints fan and certainly in your guys' locker room, these officiating problems that seem to kind of be following us around right now. Have you heard anything from the league in regards to that? And quite honestly, do you care or want to hear from the league on those things?
Well, look, I think early in my career, you can get consumed with a Monday. Anymore, periodically there'll be a quick text or call. Mechanically it was poor. When you watch the play and you watch the head referee and how he handles it, any of these close plays involving the quarterback, whether it's fumble or not, they're taught to let the ball go, treat it live, and then let replay come back and say incomplete. But you can't go the other way, and so the whistle doesn't blow or he doesn't signal the ball being down or incomplete to well after Cam's got the ball and running. And look, it is what it is. You can't control it. There's never been a call made where they switch it. So you really just start focusing on the things you can control. But, yeah, I mean, that was obviously a tough break at that point in the game. It was great play by our defense. We did a great job blocking downfield for Cam, and should have been a score.
Obviously, that play is a big deal because it takes points off the board. But emotionally, it's kind of almost a double whammy for you guys. You go from having this huge emotional play that swings momentum heavily in your favor to quite the opposite, to where it's demoralizing to have that taken off the board, especially when you see immediately that it was done mistakenly by the official, Walt Anderson. Is there anything that gets said? Is there anything done on the sideline or at halftime to try and get your team mentally past a situation like that?
Well, that's part of the grit of your team and understanding that, hey, there's going to be adversity like that. Adversity can come on the road. Momentum-wise, it can come on the road or at home with officiating and you know, working to get past it. At halftime, we talked about a number of things we felt we needed to do in the second half, and yet we felt, man, we're right there where we wanted to be in this game.
Coach, you guys now are up in Seattle, staying in Bellevue for the week and preparing for this Seahawks game out west. Do you think that keeping the team together after a week like this was, obviously this is a tough game, both, you know, it's a loss on the road to a contender in the NFC that we're kind of building a history with here with the Saints, and also yet, you know, the injuries that you guys sustained yesterday. You think it's good to get the team kind of away and almost isolated with each other right now?
Yeah, I do to some degree. I mean, I think that, you know, it's all football. It does eliminate some distractions. So the environment here, for us to be able to just fly north a couple hours and not deal with the time change and you know, making a trip back out here at a different time of the year, I think it helps. And, you know, when we've had games over in London, we've had games where we've relocated because of a hurricane, you do, as a team, I think, get a little closer. So the facilities are outstanding. Our meetings set up, food, everything else here is good. And hopefully we can benefit from it.
Coach, I don't know if I'm sure if you thought about it, you'd be aware of it, but the New Orleans Saints in your tenure are 3-0 when preparing for a regular season game away from home. Is that something you'll bring up to the team this week, how good this team's performed in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think we talk about creating the right environment. Guys were today, we had, I think, a real good run and lift. Tomorrow they'll be off, and yet a number of guys will be watching tape, getting extra time in on the opponent. And, yeah, I mean, I think that gets really to the leadership of your team.
Coach, you guys are heading up now to Seattle to face the Seahawks this Sunday. What have you learned in your experience playing out there, things that you're going to kind of impart to this roster going up to play in what is a very difficult environment in Seattle?
Yeah, look, it's handling the noise, handling the momentum shifts, and understanding, you know, the things that keep you from winning a game like this on the road. The ball security is going to be tremendous. It's got to be a big point of emphasis this week. Pete and his staff do a great job defending the punch outs and the forced fumbles. You know, it's a real good football team that's 2-0. They just beat Pittsburgh on the road, and they opened with a home win against Cincinnati. So, you know, all the details in winning a road game, those things are going to be important.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week getting ready for the Seahawks.
All right, Zach. Appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.